hevei amavir chetes b'shus rabbi. Just like you walk in Daladamas b'shus rabbi. Hotsom lava fagav. The kama did not get levi yozel potter. As long as you walk, you potter. And even if you walk 10, 15, 20 amis, close the mind, you're walking, you potter. Ki monachlei. But when you put it down at the end, you put it down b'shus rabbi. Chayiv. That's when you chayiv. Is hachi nami leishino. So the kasher is like, if you walk Daladamas, that's what's mechayiv you. Now, if you would have put it down right away then, you'd be chayiv. But you didn't put it down. You walked another four, another 20 amis. So we say, when you put it down at the end, you're chayiv. I these last 20 amis you walked is like malav lomorid. So why is not called our sucker in between? Elamai, you see, there's no whole suckers in between. So Drashi, neither you have the amavah chayiv is just rabbin. Yaitzim adalad amis. You walk more than four amis. The chokamad leimana. Kozman, you didn't put it down, lay is potter. When you put it down after 20 amis, it's chayiv. I the afagav the yisra kilucha b'nei b'nei. In between these last 16 amis were like a mokum p'tur. Like you would have been mechuyiv, you would have put it down right away. And you walk another 16 amis, still you say yichayiv. So you say even though there's afsak in between, still yichayiv. So the Gemara posh, there's no sushtel. So the Gemara hok, and the Gemara hok and amiloshna. So the Gemara mi dami, is there any sushtel? Hosson kol hechid d'manech lei mokum chiyiv. There you walk in 20 amis in Mishus Rabin. Any second you would have put it down, you would have been mechuyiv. Hey, the ground is a makam mechuyiv. Who? Mashenkin Hocha, when you walk from your house to Mishus Yochid, through the Carmelis, into the Mishus Rabin, Kimonech led the staff that if you would have put it down in the Carmelis, makam p'turu. Maybe right, the Carmelis is potter. So maybe that's called Havtaka. When you walk through a Carmelis, you can't be chayiv. Mashenkin, when you walk through the Rishus Rabin, I feel 20 amis, since every amis is a makam, it could be mechayiv you, avada, there it's not called Havtaka. So the more Ella the writer is, midi de heve amavir chefet mitchilas dal v'sayv dal. Say if I care, when you walk exactly four amas Rishus Rabin, you picked up the chefet in Rishus Rabin, and you walked down amas to put it down. Hosom, lavaf agav di manach lei b'tech dal amas. Even though these first four amas, if you would have stopped and put it down there, potter. You see these first dal amas, like called like a mokum tur. You would have put it down there, you would have been potter. Kimonach lay the safe at the end of Daladamas when you put it down, you're chayiv. Kimonach lay the safe Daladamas is chayiv. So you see your reshus of Mokum Ptur in between is not nafsik. It's hokinami leishino. Here also, when you walk through a carmelis in between, even though if you put it down, you'd be puttered, but since you didn't put it down, stam, the reshus is not nafsik. It's because every, the first Daladamas can never be mechayiv you. Because the shesravim, if you want to walk less than Daladamas, it's mutter. You can walk three amis. So those first three amas called the makam tur. Still, we say yichayim. So the maravayt to me, dummy, what kind of sushal is this? Hosom legabe the high garvel makam tur. True. For you yourself that you picked it up here, and the first four amas you're walking, those three amas is mutter. Of the kuli yama makam chivu. But for everybody else, the mitzvah that is rishus rabbim. For somebody else, if they would have been walking more than four amas, and they would have put it down in that spot, they would be chayim. It's called the rishus rabbim. Look. Hocha, Mashenka, the Carmelist, Lakul Yama Mokum Turu. The Poshet is Mashenka, the Carmelist, the Mitzvah, the Chetz is a Mokum Turu. Nobody can be Machayev when you put it down in the Carmelist. So maybe such a Rishus that for nobody there's a Chiyev. That's called Havsoka. That's Rishus you don't find like in the Mishkan. Mashenka, when you walk Dalad Amas, Rishus Rabbin, even though it's Poshet for you, the first three Amas, but for somebody else, the Rishus Rabbin could be Chayev. So it's Rik Shver, how do you know you're Chayev in such a case when you walk through a Carmelist? So the Gemara Elamidi Dehave Amoitzi Rishus Yochel Rishus Rabin Derech Tzidi Rishus Rabin. That means you walk out of your house and you put the chavis down Rishus Rabin, and in between you go through a Tzidi Rishus Rabin. That means the mokum right before the Rishus Rabin starts is called the side of Rishus Rabin. It's not a Derech Himuch. The people don't walk there, so it doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. It blinds like a Carmelist. And still we see a chayv. So Tayyiz Bavon de Shalom, Hechatesi Yechayah de Rosa then. That's Kufra Shaila. Maybe in such a case also you're potter. So Tayyiz says here, the third Tayyiz says, Neither they have the Yachidi Rishus Rabin. The Imtayna, my Poshat Lon Yoysa Derech Tzidi Rishus Rabin Derech Satchiv, and Echnami. Maybe if you walk through a Tzide, a side of Rishus Rabin, you're also potter. Just like they're saying if you walk through a Satchiv, the platform, a Kamlus, you're potter, so Tzidi also you're potter. The Yeshloima de Derech Bayis Yesh Lefonet Stodin. It's a derech every single house. That at the end of your house, before the Rishus Rabin starts, there's always considered a tzidik b'shus rabim. Zechem hoye mistamba b'mishkon. And the mistamba, that's the way they had it in the Mishkan also. So maybe when Moshe told the Yidin in the Mishkan, don't take the chvesim out of your house for the b'shus rabim, they zecha passed through a tzidik, a side of b'shus rabim first. So even though they went through a kamlis, still we see a chayim. That's the riot, that mistamba and the Mishkan also, they walked through a kamlis first, and still, that's the lava terror, don't carry out from your house to the b'shus rabim. So the Gemara, Hosam, the Elamidi they have the Amoitzi Rishus Yochel Rishus Rabin Derech Tidir Rishus Rabin Hosam Lafa Avagav the Manach Leyatid. If you would, if you put it down on the side of Rishus Rabin, is Potter, you'd be Potter, because we hold this called the Mokum Karmelit. Is the Chimonach Le Rishus Rabin. When you go further and put the Chavis down in the middle of Rishus Rabin, Yechayiv. So you see the Hasok in between is that Masig Hachinam Leishno. The same thing, you walk through a platform in front of the stores, that's a caramelist, you also chayim. Shrashi, atzidei, the first one of the small lines, atzidei v'shus rabin, v'shus yachod v'shus rabin. So going chotzer, you have a chotzer, a garden in front of your house, shel yifras v'shus rabin, open up v'shus rabin, devimokim ha-mechitza, the mokum where your mechitza of the garden ends, that's called tzidi rishus rabin. So that's the mokum where the rishus rabin doesn't come into your garden. So that mokum is not called the mokum hiluk for the rabin, and that's the tzidi rishus rabin. Uplegi bo rebeliezev rabbonu b'yervin. So machlekes, what din does the tzidi have? The perikol gagas. Yamina rabbonu the lap rishus rabin domi. Rabbonu says the sign of rishus rabin, since people don't walk there, does not have a din of rishus rabin. When you walk out from your house into the Rishus Rabin, even though you went through this derech of a Carmelis, still we say Yechayim. So the Gemara, that's only good this raya that you walk through a Tzidi Rishus Rabin according to Rabbonin. The Yamri that there Shita is Tzidi Rishus Rabin, Lav Rishus Rabin Domi. They hold the side of Rishus Rabin is not considered bottle to the Rishus Rabin, and it doesn't have the chaim of Rishus Rabin. It's sort of like a kamlis. Then you have a good riot, like say, so the Mishkan is done that way also. When they walked out of the house in the Mishkan, they had to pass by the tzidi of Rishus Rabin to side, which according to Rabban is only called the kamlis. Then they walked out to Rishus Rabin, and still you see a chayis. So the Gemara El, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, that Amatech the Erevin says, the Yom Atzidi Rishus Rabin. To Rishus Rabin Dami, he holds no. Even the side of Rishus Rabin is considered bottle to the Rishus Rabin and has been Rishus Rabin on it. Or there's no Michael Maimer. Or there's no Menishkom when he walked out of their house into Rishus Rabin. There was no Hefzik Rishus in between. Even though there was a Mokim on the side of Rishus Rabin, but of Lazar ben Yaakov holds, that also has been Rishus Rabin. As Allah holds, Shalim is when you walk through a Satya platform. Now, platform that they didn't have in the Mishkan. So now here we have a good shayla. Maybe if you walk through the parish, a karmelis in between, maybe a potter. For in the Mishkan, they only had the house, the tzidi rishus rabin, straight into rishus rabin. Now of course, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the tzidi rishus rabin, also had the rishus rabin. So where's the raya b'chayi when you go through a satya? Ma'ik l'meimah. And the Gemara Omalei Rav Acha Brede Rav Ika, aim of the Shaman of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, when does he himself hold that the sides of Rishus Rabin is also called like Rishus Rabin, the Yom Tzid Rishus Rabin? Because Rishus Rabin don't mean Hechot like a Chifufei. Only when there's no like Chifufei means thing blockers. They're not like poles to block the Rishus Rabin from coming into the side of Rishus. You only have poles to block off the people. Av Hechot Dike Chifufei, when you have like blocks, or poles sticking up one after another, like stopping the Rishus Rabin to come into this little Mokom, Mishamat Lei. Does Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hold even in such a case is Kriv Rishus Rabin? Hepshiti is also masking there, that he has something blocking off Rishus Rabin from coming in, Havad is not called like Rishus Rabin. Hilkach Lo Adamia. Therefore, it's doing to this, the Vice says you have to say, like Faith says, in the Gemara knew that in the Mishkan, they had Tzidi Rishus Rabin that had Chifufim there, had like blockers off there. Therefore, Zichu wasn't Rishus Rabin, and still we see Yechayim. So Drashi, Hecha Delekech, Drashi, Hecha Delekech Chifufa, the Goyen Hidi Evin, the Gemara in Evin, of Hecha Diki Chifufa, Noya Tzim Yisaitis. You have like Yisaitis poles sticking up, Kitanis, with Neha Kaisel in front of the Kaisel, Shechayfu Shom Agolis, that when the Wagon was looking through the Shus Rabbim, you didn't want it to break down your wall, touch your wall, so in front of your wall you put up posters there that they shouldn't hit your wall. They shouldn't come to rub against your wall and knock down your wall. So they have like poles to stop the Rabbim from coming in. Since you have something blocking the Rabbim from coming in, and even though Mistam and the Mishkan they have these types of Siddur Shus Rabbim, and you see a Chayiv, that's the Gemara's right. That's Pshat in the Rabbonim. And Allah, we talked about this about that. And even though, like out in our case, if you take out something from your house and you walk out through your front porch with all the carmelites, then you go out to Shus Rabbim, put it down there, you'd be Chayiv. Omer Rabbi Yechinen, Umayda ben Azai, even though Ben Azai says if you walk, it's considered like you made a hanocha. So if you walk through the carmelites, it's considered like you put it down there. And therefore your potter of a Umayda ben Azai berserk, if you throw from your house into the Rishus Rabbim through a carmelite, then he's Umayda Yechayiv. And he doesn't know from Kiva Svara Klutis Kemishun Kadami. The young world is Svara Mahalach is Kaimadami. See if your mamish walking along the ground, so your feet is touching the ground. Now there's a Tazmatani Nami Yachav Arayi for this. Hamoitse Mechanus Lepalti Derech Satya. If you take out something from the store, which is just a Yochid, into the Rishus Rabin, through a Satya, through the platform, through the Kamalis, is Chayim. Echot Hamoitse V'yecher Amachnis. Whether you take it out, whether you bring it in, V'yecher Azorik, whether you throw it, V'yecher Amoshit, whether you hand it. These are all type of ways of making it so that you Chayim. That's how to Chomim. Then Azba Yoyimah, no. If you walk outside with it, or you walk inside with it, you potter. But that's a shita, mahalach, is kaima dummy. Since you're walking through the kamlis, it's said like you stopped in the kamlis. So you move out of the first akira, and then you make a new akira right to your potter. If you hand it, or else you throw it through the kamlis, then you chayiv. Because handing or throwing never rested in the kamlis, then you chayiv even according to Ben Azai. So the Gemara, famous Bryce, this Bryce now goes to the Tildaf Tetz. A Bryce to Tana Rabbonin. Download Rishuyas to Shabbos. Vilcha Shabbos has four different types of Rishuyas, four different halachas. There's a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, there's a Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos. The Gemara now will soon explain all of them. The Carmelist, there's such a thing as a Carmelist, that means it's like lukewarm, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Ulmokim Ptur. There's a Mokum tour that you're allowed to put down there, you're allowed to take out from there. It has no din, it's putter. You're allowed to use that Mokum. Four Rishriyasim for Shabbos. Shrasha Dalad Rishriyas, Kulma Farishlo, we'll explain all of them. First one is Fat Gemara V'yezi Rishusa Yochid. What's considered Rishusa Yochid? So at the Gemara Charitz, if you have a hole in the ground, Shu'omik Yud, it's at least Yud Vachim down, like map at least 40 inches down, the Rochev Dalad, and it's Dalad Amis, Dalad Tfachim wide, 12 inches by 12 inches, that's called Rosh HaYochid. That's the least amount to have for Rosh HaYochid. A Mokim that's Dalad by Dalad, Tavoya Yud, or else Omik Yud. That Chiddush here, even though the Mechitzes are in the ground, those are also called Mechitzes. And inside the pit is called Rosh HaYochid. The Chen Geder, who's going to have a nice thick wall coming up. Shu Gavoya Yud, the wall itself is Yud Tfachim high, the Rosh of Dalad. The wall itself is 12 inches by 12 inches. It's a thick wall. Zui Rosh HaYochid Gemura. If you throw on top of this wall, that's considered Rosh HaYochid Gemura. So Trashi Geder Koisla. If you have a wall, Shu Gavoya Yud, in itself is Yud Tvachim Hai, for Rosh HaDal Hever Rosh HaYochid. In itself is considered Rosh HaYochid. It's a Pnei Shu'es Tzir, like Rashi, Kaisa Rashi is saying the wall itself is this thick. So where's the Rosh HaYochid? On top of the wall is called the Rosh HaYochid. How come the Gemara left out the portion of Rosh HaYochid? A portion of Rosh HaYochid is a person's house. Well, you have four walls around you. Good. In between it has to be Dalad by Dalad, and the Mechitzes are Yud Tfachim Hai. If you're standing inside, that's the Ikar Rosh HaYochid. He says that's cheap, that's Rosh HaYochid. That everybody knows. Like your house is called Rosh HaYochid. The Braisa wants to say Chidushim, what's also considered Rosh HaYochid. So the first Chiddush is a hole in the ground, even though the Mechitzes are not seeable on top, it's only downwards, that's also called Mechitzes.
And the second chiddush is if you have a wall, a thick wall, or a thick box that's yud tvachim high, and the top of it is dalad al dalad, that's also called reshus hayochid. So these are chiddushim of reshus hayochid. Right there. The Ezel here is Shusha Rabin. What's considered a Shusha Rabin? Sartio, it's a big place. Or Paltio. Gedolo, the big Paltius. Or Muvoyis, that means like the streets. Hamafuloshim, Mufuloshim. That's opened up one side to the other side. So we'll see what that means. Zuhi Rishus Rabin Gemura. This is called Rishus Rabin Gemura. Muslim will soon explain every word here. Why it says the word Gemura, what it means. That's the Rashi. South is a Rashi. Mesila, that's a big highway. Shehochim bo meir leir. It's the highway that you go from one city to another city. Since the whole city uses this a highway, so it's called Rishus Rabin. Exact Tanoim, if you need 600,000 people going through it or not, that was later on in the Masechta. Right now we don't talk about that. But it has to be at least a Mokim that the Rabbim do use it. That your Moshe says, we need to do. I mean, there's some shittas hold that Yadavka needs 600,000 people walking through to come out every day to give it a shame Rishus Rabin. That's part of the kula that we don't have Rishus Rabin as man as there. Because our streets don't have come out 600,000 people walking through it every day. Maybe Wushar Boulevard has it. But regular streets doesn't have it. Other shittas hold, no. You don't need such a big amount. Rishus Rabin means the streets that the Rabbim of the city use. So Moshe's Mazvi, even according to the Shita, of other our side streets here is not called Rishus Rabin, even though it's a street that people walk through. It's not called the Rabin of Los Angeles used Spalding Avenue or Kersan Avenue. The Rabin of LA doesn't use it. The Rabin of LA uses Beverly they use, Fairfax they use, La Brea they use. It's a big street, a passway street, that the Rabin use it like that. A lot of Shitas hold that's called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. But around the side streets that the Rabbim did not use, just the people living those blocks use it, that wouldn't be called Rishus Rabin. But on the first sheet, there has to be a highway that goes meir leir. That's called the Sartia, or Paltia, Satrashi, Rechova Shalir. That's a big wide opening in the middle of the city. Shasham is Kamsum Mischaira, a marketplace. Everybody gets together to make a flea market there. They come together, and it means there's a big place, the whole city comes down. So Ladi Shita, it means you have 600,000 people living in the city. So all 600,000 people come down to the flea market on Sunday. So such a place is called Rishus Rabin. Or else if you don't need 600,000, that's to be a mokum that the Rabbim of the city come down to that big place. That mokum is called Rishus Rabin. Or else Umuvois, that means streets in the city, Shalir, going through the city, Rechavim Yud Vavama, that's also a Tanai. Can't be Rishus Rabin unless it's at least 16 Amis wide street. Hamufuloshim means Mishnei Roshayim should be Lasatia. It means both sides of the street opened up into the highway. That's called Mufuloshim. Even though the street itself is not a highway, but if both sides of the street opened up into Rishus Rabin, that the Rishus Rabin is going to go through this street, it's also called Rishus Rabin. Hamufuloshim. Luhi Rishus Rabin Gemur. Now, what's the lochas of Rishus Yachin and Rishus Rabin? The lochas are like this. Ein Moitziyim Rishus Yachin Zul Rishus Rabin Zul. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. V'yei Machnisin, you can't bring in Rishus Rabin Zul Rishus Yochid Zul. V'yei Moitziyoi V'hichnes B'shoigeg is Chayiv Chattis. It's called one of the Lamates Melochis, I saw, Yechayiv Chattis. V'nezid Oynish Chorus without Hasro, V'niska, if you had Hasro, Yechayiv Skila. Trashi, Oynish Chorus B'lay Hasro, V'niska V'Hasro. So these are two Halochis, the Basmageti Midiraisa, Rishus Yochid and Rishus Rabin. Avul Yam, the river, or the ocean, or Bika, in the open valley, the Estavonis, that we had before, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akarmelis, a Karmelis Mamish, the Gemara is in the Atakashi, the first three things are also Karmelis. As you say of these things, even though it's open and has no mechitzis, but it's not called Rishus Rabin, because Rishus Rabin has to be a Mokim Lehimuch Rabin, that the Rabin used that Mokim. The Yam, the Rabin doesn't go in the Yam. And the Bika of the valley, a Rabin doesn't go through the valley. Who are then the Estavonis on the platforms in front of the stores? It's only meant for the Seichrim, for the business people, and not for the Rabin. So these halachas have within Karmelis. And what's the halacha? Eina midiraisa loyki Rishus Rabin doesn't have within Rishus Rabin, but loyki Rishus Yochid. Midiraisa it's nothing. Of a midirabonan, v'yeinoisim v'noisim b'teicha. You're not allowed to carry inside the Karmelis. Midirabonan, the Karmelis, has a halacha like Rishus Rabin. But if you did carry inside it, midiraisa potter, but here potter abalasa, midirabonan it's also. You're not allowed to carry midrabbanan from a karmelis into a shus rabbin. And that's from a shus rabbin into a karmelis. You can't bring something out from a shus yochid into a karmelis. You can't carry from a karmelis to a shus yochid. If you did, you took it in, took it out from a karmelis to a shus yochid, shus rabbin, maybe right, you put this on yochid midrabbanan. So Rashi Dipo saw this harbi, a lot of fields. Istavonish Lafneachnus in front of the stores. Shayoshim Shom Soichim, that's the platforms where the business used to open up their stores, open up the merchandise outside. So the rabbin didn't walk on top of the platforms, it's not called Ushas Rabbin. The Akamlis, the Kaman Porich, Otokohani Yama Bikalab Haina Kamlis. That's also the all these three things are Kamlis. The Tony Tunnel Yel. If any Lakush Yochid, Mishum the Damul Shus Rabbin, the Ain Lemachit. It's not a Rishus Yochid Pshita, because the Karmel doesn't have Dalad Mechitzis. There's no Mechitzis around these things. They're open open ground. It's not called Rishus Yochid. But why isn't the Rishus Rabbin? Well, like Rishus Rabbin, the Trashi, the Einon Doimel Digle Midbar. We learn out from the Midbar, when they used to walk through, the Lav Lelucha the Rabbin Avidi. And the Midbar, the whole Rabbin used to walk through there. That's called Rishus Rabbin. Here, the Rabbin doesn't walk through this. Mokrem, it's not called Rishus Rabbin. Is a nice to claimer, and the talisman ball. You're not allowed to carry something in a karmelis. Ella b'terech dalad, only in the middle of your dalad amis. Mishum the doim l'shus rabin. Rabbanim made a gzeira to give it a din l'shus rabin. The gozul ben rabbanim not l'shus rabin. Rabbanim made this gzeira also l'shus rabin gomer. And since it really looks like l'shus rabin, it doesn't have any mechitzis. Yep. The in Hoypsi Vitness Potter, the Zui Kamla Samula Mala. Weiter. Chatseris Shorabin, Chatseris means you have a big open backyard that opened a few houses, open up into it. It's a chotzer, that a lot of houses open up into this chotzer. Real Sumavoyis, that's like a back alleyway, or it should be like a side street. We have Mavoyis, a street. She'enam mifuloshim. It's not open on both sides. Usually the famous picture of a mavoi is the Gemara itself. Usually like on the side here it's called the houses. It opens up into the chutzah, that's the Tosfos. And then the mavoi is the Gemara itself. So enam mifuloshim means on top here it's closed door. Like there are houses all around all three sides of it. And the way it gets to Shus Rabin is through the bottom of it. So here they come in from the Shus Rabin, you come into the street, then you go into the chutzah, then you go into your house. So Chatzer Sharabim Umavoya Shenim Floshim is Midiraisa, they're not a Rishus Sharabim. So it depends. Irvu, if you made an Erev Chatzeris inside, is Mutorim. You're allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the house. Lo Irvu, if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeris, Asurim, you're not allowed to carry from your Chatzah into your house. So Rashi Chatzer Sharabim, She Psuchim Lechatzer Batim Rabim. A lot of houses open up into one backyard, into one Chatzah. The chutz of psuch l'shus rabin, and the chutz of l'shus rabin, or b'nai abak, the people from the house, yoytzim dera chutz l'shus rabin. They walk out from the house into the chutz into l'shus rabin. Or mavoy yishen v'floshim, shiroi shiyev chutzosim. The top side of it is closed off. The chatzer tzuchemoy. All the yards open up into the street. Or b'nai chatzer yoytzim derech mav l'shus rabin. Through the street, they come down the opening, go through l'shus rabin. Is Irvu kol abatim shechotzi yachad of all the houses of the chotzer made an eruv together of the pas with bread from an eruv chaseros v'chen nina movi in Irvu achaseros apsuchim lebiyachad as mutarim lachnos leitzim in abatim lechotzer v'chen min achaseros lemovi because we're living the rice of the role of Rishus HaYochid. It's only a question that it's one's Rishus HaYochid that's miyuchad for one person and one's Rishus HaYochid that's miyuchad for a lot of people. So it looks like Mishjoch Lishus Rabin. So that's why Aloha, you have to make an Erech Hatzeris. Lo Yirvu, if you did make an Erech Hatzeris, Asurim. Why? Here I said the Hezbah. Bevnei Shabayis Miuchedes Labaleo. The bias where you live is like Miuchedes just for you yourself. The Hachotzer, the alley, the garden in front, the backyard in back of you, is Mishus Bakulam. All the houses have a right to use this Chotzer. Melo Venim Tzemoitze being a carry from your house into this Chotzer. Even though the Chotzer has four Mechitzes all around it, is Mishus Mishus. Even though the both are Rishus HaYochid, Lassus Yag L'Torah L'Harchik Shlo Yoytze Mishus HaYochid L'Shus Rabin. Rabbanu made a gzeira choko not to carry from your house into the backyard because it looks like Rishus Rabin. And since a few people share their backyard together, it looks like Rishus Rabin. Vach mil salav michluk dal Rishuyis is addressed. This is not part of the chalukim of dal Rishuyis. The bain erbu bain what you Rishus Yochidi. Avad the midirai is with the erchatzeres. Without the erchatzeres, it's the Rishus Yochid because it has four walls. Avad, if you carry something in your chotzer and walk outside to Rishus Rab, Avad Yechayim. Because the chotzer is a Rishus Yochid. Because in the Rishus Yochid itself, the Rabbanan makes zeres, he can't carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. Because it looks like he carried from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rab. This is like this Yochid Erevin. If you make an Erev, it's Mutti, without an Erev, it's also. Right, huh? Now, this is the last case, this is called a Mokam Ptur. Adam Oymadal Eskupa. A person can stand using the step outside Yalt, the Eskupa, also like a platform, was a Mokim Tur. A Mokim Tur usually means Eskavoya Gimel Tfachim off the ground, and it's less than Dalla Dalla. Since it's less than Dalla Dalla, something like Gimel, a Gimel, that's called a Mokim Tur. So Adam Oymadal Eskupa, you can stand on a Mokim Tur. Noita Mi Balabais. You're allowed to take something from the Balabas's hand that's from Shusa Yochid, the Noisim Loy, or else you can give to him. Because the Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry from the Mokim Tur to Rosh Shusa Yochid. Who are then Noitam Yoni? You could turn yourself around to the person standing outside the house, the Rosh Shusa Rabin, the Yoni outside, you could take something from him, or else the Noisim Loy, you could give something to him. Because from the Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry from the Mokim Tur to Rosh Shusa Rabin. Although Vado, this you shouldn't do, Shulayitam Abalabais, you shouldn't be standing on this Mokim Tur, and put your hand inside the house, take from the Balabas and Rishus Yochid, Benoisin Leoni, and give it outside to the Yoni to Rishus Rabin. Because even though Mudir writes that's Mutta, but Mudir Abdonim, that's also looks like you're taking from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Well then, you shouldn't take the other way. Meoni, from the outside, Rishus Rabin, Benoisin Labalabais. Avevimnota, Venosin Shloshim Turin. But if you did do it, Avadi Apotter. But since you're in a Mokim Tur, when you took your hand, took it out over there, it's considered now when you're coming through the Mokim Tur, since you're standing still, it's considered like a smoothness now in the Mokim Tur. Then when you hand it over to the person outside, that's also Mutter. So both these cases are Mutter. So Drashi, Adam Oymed Al Eskufa Noitim Yoni Yom Zod Not Lod. Zem Mokim Tur. This is called the Mokim Tur. Shehus Kol Amalek, we learned before. She'ein Echosh V'shus L'yasma. It's not called V'shus by itself. The Fishainu Rokh of Dal, that's the story. It's not Dal. Since it's not four tzvachim by four tzvachim, it's not choshev. Can the first to come on? Or Botle Tzvishus Yochav Tzvishus Rabin. It doesn't have any chshivis. It's not called like a new mokim. Or Bavachla Yitos the Trashi, that's the Mizalz of Yisuri Shabbat, that's like a Zuzel. Lechatchilo. Ligrom Hoitzom, Rishus Yochav Tzvishus Rabin. Or Gzeira Dilmosa Lakuma Rafuka Lehedjo, Rishus Yochav Tzvishus Rabin. But no, so you did it. Avad Yepotim in the right. It's only us in the Rabbanim. So the Gemara Acherim, some say no. This is Kufa. This is like step outside your house depends. Has two different dinim. Mishameshes Beis Rishuyis. It has two different halachas to it. This is a very shrei halacha. We'll see this on Daf Ches and Daf Tes. Is Maz this halacha? It depends like this. This Mansha Pesach Besuach. If your front door is open to this outside iskufa, this outside step, this outside platform, Kalifnim. Then it has a lock like Rishus Yochid. As if your front door is open to it, it's like Botos Rishus Yochid. So it doesn't have a din Mokim Tur anymore, it's still like Rishus Yochid. Pesach no, let's say the door is closed, so there's like a mechitza between this step and your house, then we say Klochutz, it's considered Botos Rishus Rabin. So the step outside your house has a lock like Rishus Rabin. Vimhoisa Iskupa Gavoya Yud, let's say the step was Yud Tfachim High, Baruch Vadalid, then Chita raises Rishus Liyasma. That's Zichah called Rishus by itself, and the Chur that's called Rishus Liyochid. Anything that's Yutzvachim High, which is Dal, is considered like Rishus Liyochid. Trashi raises Rishus Liyasma, Afo Pish Rishus Liyochid, Termin Liyel, Begeda Gvo Yivach Adal, have Rishus Liyasma, Veimosiyah Minabayat Tatoichah, the Kama first timing. Later, the Gemara Daf Ches and Daf Tes will explain this part of the Braisa. What's the exact shadow of here? We'll leave this for later. Zay Shmei Aloch here, we'll see it later. Zui Rishus HaYochid. Verse says, what's called Rishus HaYochid? Either you have a hole in the ground, you tfachim deep, 4x4, or else you have a gather a wall coming up that the wall is you tfachim high, and dalad al dalad. So the more lamute mai, what's the chinish? What are we telling you that's not called Rishus HaYochid? So the more lamute hod Reb Yudah. was also considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and we deem that and say, no, that's not called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What's the loch of the Tani? Yes, so I came on Rabbi Yehuda. He's talking about a Gemara in Erevan there, Shreya Loch is by the bridge going over places. He holds the bridge, you say, good asset, both sides come down, so it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid underneath it. But he says, yes, okay, even a bigger Kiddush than that. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Min sheyesh loy beis batin b'shnei tzidu Rosh Hashanah Rabban. You own two houses on both sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Let's say Beverly is called Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So you own this shul here, and you own across the street these two houses you own. And there's just a rabbin going through in between you, which was rabbin is going. How